This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The mayor pinged me, reached out to me, texted me, and then we started having our dates. We have the worst investigative reporting infrastructure anywhere. We would go pretty much every week, every other week, the main couch in the lobby at the Waldorf. And I would jump up and run to the bar and get some drinks, and we would sit, but we would talk about what's the vision for the city. Because what I was most interested in is how we're going to reinvent, reimagine, be in this together.
Bad investigative infrastructure. Some of the worst. God, he's so smart. Just ask him. Good morning, everybody. The result is what matters more than anything else. But I don't think we're going to forget these last 3 to 4 months and what a big loss it was for Ted and his image. And by the way, for the city as well, to a certain degree. But the result is what matters. I'm thrilled they are staying in D.C. The city and Ted have a deal in place for them to stay in D.C. through 2050, with the city providing $515 million towards the renovation of Capital One Arena and a lot of other things that will go with this new deal. It did yesterday take a whole lot of swallowing hard to deal with another one of these TED press conferences. It even looked as if the mayor and Phil Mendelson were struggling with it as well. So I'll take the high road here and point to a tweet that TED's son, Zach Leonsis, put out yesterday, which I thought was much more self-aware in the moment than perhaps his father's position, in which, you know, he talked about being pinged and texted and called and just wooed so much that they just couldn't turn it down, as if he wasn't, you know, out the door headed to Virginia if it wasn't for Louise Lucas. But Zach tweeted out yesterday, Louise Lucas, the Senate chairwoman of the Finance Committee in Virginia. By the way, she handled this with such grace. More on that in a moment. Zach Leonsis, Ted's son, who will eventually be the owner of all of this, you know, all of these properties, these Gold Star properties that they have. But in the moment, he tweeted out, "The moment you're waiting for. We're staying at Capital One Arena, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever before." I'd like to think that that was tongue-in-cheek, that there was a bit of sense of humor in that. And I'm going to give him credit for that, because he follows that with grateful, humbled, and excited. DC made it happen, the right outcome for all. I am maybe giving him too much credit for having a sense of humor with that first line, but I think the second line summed it up. They should be grateful. They should be humbled. They should be excited. DC made it happen. They did to a certain degree, but really it wasn't DC. It was Virginia who didn't make it happen. That's why they're back in DC. But it is, I believe, the right outcome for all. I know there are people in Northern Virginia who are upset that they're not going to get a sports team. Your state is very difficult to deal with. It's like it's two states in one. There's and then there's Northern Virginia. You know, what it looks like on Election Day versus Northern Virginia. And this was never, ever, in retrospect, going to happen because the money wasn't there. Yes, there seems to have been one politician more than any other that really stood tall and for, I'm sure, political reasons more than anything else, decided to wreck this almost by herself. And as I mentioned, she handled it so well on Twitter yesterday. She had a big meme of a basketball with a big red sign saying "rejected" all over it. And she wrote, "As Monumental announced today that they are staying in Washington, D.C., we are celebrating in Virginia that we avoided the Monumental disaster. Thank you to everyone who stood with us in this fight." She also tweeted out at one point, "This is a freaking legendary smackdown. So now the incompetent losers behind the effort are out telling lies and conspiracy theories instead of just admitting they got their asses kicked by an ear-old gangsta legislator," which she writes parenthetically, affectionately called gangsta legislator. I'm glad the result is what the result is. These are areas of the city that I live in. This is the DMV, you know, it's not the super DMV that Ted had described, which was going to benefit from this beautiful new facility with everything that they would have around it in Northern Virginia at Potomac. You know, this super DMV, as I think Tommy refers to it in columns, Tedland, which stretches from Dover, Delaware, all the way down to the border of North Carolina and Virginia. No, the real DMV, which is the DMV, is the Washington metropolitan area. It's not Dover to Tobacco Road. I am thrilled. I think it's a big win for the true DMV. It's a big win for our area. This city was resuscitated when Abe Poland took his teams from Landover to Chinatown. And if Ted had taken them out, which was his intention, the Chinatown area, the surrounding areas like Penn Quarter and City Center would have been hurt and would have been hurt badly. All due respect to the Go-Go's and the esports teams and the gold standard brands that they've built with the Mystics and other properties in this mass, you know, branded property known as Monumental Sports Group. They weren't going to be the safe for that area town. They weren't. Everybody knew that. Everybody understood what the Wizards and Caps leaving meant to Chinatown and the surrounding areas. And then who knows what would have happened to areas that are contiguous to those areas. So I am thrilled that that area has a chance to be rejuvenated once again. And I'm glad that the city came to them with an 11th hour offer, but I'm also upset that the city neglected Ted for that long. You know, I talked about this on the day that he held that press conference with Governor Youngkin, which I thought was incredibly off-putting, the entire press conference. It was detached. There was no compassion whatsoever. He was acting as if this was a great thing for everybody involved, including the city, because of this superhighway Delaware to Virginia DMV that they've built out with all of their brands. But the city messed up. They thought Ted was bluffing. They neglected him. They didn't respond to him. And when they did, it was not a serious response until essentially moments before that press conference. And I'm sure there was some emotion in that press conference that day with Ted. There was some anger at the way he was treated. But all's well that ends well. And them being in Chinatown at Capital One Arena with the renovations that they will make to bring the arena up to world-class standard will be hopefully a boon for business in that area. You know, we talked about yesterday, I think, on the show, he was tweeting out like crazy yesterday morning. It was a clear tell that something on its way, but he spoke to just last week was for that area. You know, it was a revenue-generating center for the concert that they had. With Zach Bryan, they had the biggest crowd that they had for a Caps game on a weeknight because of that big game that they had with the Red Wings. He announced that renewals for season tickets were way up. The Caps were at 90%, and my God, Wizards renewals, 85% to 90%. They expect to finish in renewals. That's outstanding. And, you know, I think one of the things I learned from this process over the last couple of months is that the majority, and it's a plural, it's the Virginia residents that actually make up the largest season ticket group for not just the Capitals, but the Wizards as well. But ultimately, this is a good day. Yesterday was a good day. We kind of saw it coming, obviously, with Louise Lucas kind of killing the bill in the Senate. And where were they going to turn next? And if she is the lone reason, remember this too. She was certainly a big part of it. But this never even got to the stage of, you know, the not in my backyard people, the NIMBYs. We never even got to the point where they were ready to push back on this. So they acted like it was done in that press conference a couple of months ago. And that was bad advice. Now, maybe there was some emotion with Ted involved because he was ready to stick it to DC, who had not been responsive enough. You know, I read through that very detailed chronological, how they got to that point. Sam Fortier with other writers involved. I forget who the writers were. I apologize. There were several of them involved where they took you, you know, blow by blow on how it got to the point where Ted, you know, committed to Virginia to do that deal. Laura, what's her name? It starts with a V, one of the reporters, whatever. Sorry for not remembering it. But that blow by blow was an incredible detailed chronological how they got to that point. And the city, I mean, all due respect, I mean, the mayor and Phil Mendelson yesterday, the mayor was fine. Phil Mendelson was all over the place. I mean, he had to be reminded about what he was supposed to speak about on the podium. They kind of deserve each other, all of them, but I think it works out best for us that it turned out the way it did. Look, the Caps getting into the playoffs, making a deep run. The Wizards making progress towards being more of a competitive team over the next couple of years. We won't forget the last couple of months, but they can be papered over to a certain degree. But it does say this, that Virginia's tough to do business with. Over the years, going back to Jack Kent Cook, really not easy to get something done in that state. Now, I'm happy. All's well that ends well. The result is the result, and I think it's the best one for the most people who frequent Capital One Arena and follow the two revenue generators, the primary revenue generators. You know, not, you know, we're not talking arena football, which Ted invested in and failed. We're not talking about esports, which apparently is on decline. We're not talking about the Go-Go's. We're not talking about the Mystics. We're talking about their two biggest properties, the Caps and the Wizards, being back downtown. And now, you know, hopefully they'll have a chance here over the next couple of years to turn it around from being, you know, among the worst franchises, not the Caps right now, the Wizards, into one of the better franchises. But I do wonder what this means for the Commanders, for the football franchise, and its attempt to get back to the city. It can't be helpful. The odds didn't increase that Washington's football franchise will end up in D.C. with the news that the Caps and Wizards are staying in Chinatown. I don't know how much they decreased, but we will talk to Eric Flack about that at 11 a.m. Eric Flack, definitely one of the better investigative reporters in town, at 11 a.m., even if he didn't decide to show up at the Waldorf where they were having these meetings, these dates, as Ted referred to. Look, for the overall city, it's better to have the 41 plus 41 plus playoffs, 82 plus days at Capital One than it is the 8 home games or 9 home games with, you know, a couple of other big events during the course of the year. Capital One Arena has the opportunity with many, many more events during the course of a calendar to impact the city economically than I think the RFK site does. But trust me, I want them back at RFK, just like most of you do. We'll talk to Eric Flack certainly about how yesterday's news, which does seem final, it does require the city council to approve this $515 million deal. But remember, they had already approved the $500 million offer at the 11th hour before Ted announced the Virginia thing before. So it seems like it should be a done deal. Eric Flack at 11 a.m. this morning. Bob Carpenter will join us in 20 minutes from Cincinnati. It is opening day for Major League Baseball. The Nats are in Cincinnati for the first of three games. Then they come home for the home opener on Monday against Pittsburgh. Josiah Gray goes today, 4:10. We'll preview the season with Bob Carpenter, the play-by-play, the longtime play-by-play voice of the Washington Nationals on Masson. And Jacob Hester will join us at 11:30. Jacob hosts a radio show in Baton Rouge. And yesterday, Jaden Daniels had his pro day. And I watched it. And I wanted to share some of what I thought I saw yesterday when we come back. Plus, did you know Jaden Daniels' mother was a bit of an issue at Arizona State? I didn't until this morning. I'll explain when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.